News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Greetings and welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Setter's our fabulous producer on the other side of the glass. He's why the podcasts work. Why, if you go to Stitcher later this morning and try to download the interview that we're about to conduct, it'll be there thanks to Rob Setter. So we appreciate that. In the studio with us now, Taylor Lightman is back, executive director of Lewisburg Neighborhoods. And I still call it a new position for you. Do you still say I'm new in the job?
I do, especially considering Sam was on for 8 years. I'll be new next year, too. So it's a pleasure to be here.
Freshly out of graduate school, a world traveler and engaged man, and just a super guy in our community as well. Podcaster, do you still get time for the podcast?
We still do, and we have a great interview coming up with the community college folks that are trying to bring a new community college to the area. So that's coming up, and look forward to that. We just released an interview with Stacey Richards, too. The Union County Commissioner.
Oh, okay, the Minority Commissioner, so we'll have to check that out.
But this is neither here nor there.
Barnstorming's the name of that, if folks are wondering. And you brought with you a person who is a colleague in some of your endeavors. Maggie McConnell is here. She's a senior at Bucknell University studying political science and environmental studies. Turns out she's a superlative researcher and is helping the technical team that's working on the Lewisburg Climate Action Plan. You may remember we talked a little bit about the Climate Action Plan a couple years ago, Lewisburg, one of a select number of communities where the idea of a climate action plan was funded by DEP. We're going to study all kinds of factors. We're going to ask Maggie about those. But she's on board, a native of State College. Welcome aboard.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, I really appreciate you coming in. Did you really work on a turtle reserve? Tell me about that.
Yeah, I took a gap year after high school, and I just decided I want to travel around before I got into what I wanted to get into for college, just to get a little bit to know more about myself. And I decided to go down to Costa Rica and work on a turtle reserve for a couple months, just helping study how they're reacting to climate change and how to help them lay the most eggs.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, this theme in your life now is continuing to study and to see what climate change is going to do to the world and how species and people are going to cope, things along this line?
Yeah, that's definitely one of my biggest passions and what I wanted to combine my studies in college for. That's combining like policy and environmental studies and just figuring out what to do.
Well, and as a political science major, if you'd like to stay a few hours from now, we're going to have a talk show, and if we talk about climate change, we'll get some folks call in that'll tell you it's a hoax.
So, yeah. Don't do it.
Taylor shakes his head.
Yeah, no. Veteran of those.
That's a fake hoax.
Yeah.
don't do it, Maggie. But anyway, yeah, so if you'd ever like to talk to folks that don't believe in it, that would be your opportunity. Okay, but back to our subject today, and this is very important. Taylor, introduce what we got to talk about, this Lewisburg Climate Action Plan.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I first started my job in June or July, I met with Shauna Barnhart, who's one of the great directors at the Bucknell Center for Sustainability and the Environment. And they got this fabulous opportunity to do a climate action plan for that encompasses Lewisburg Borough. They had actually just done one for Shamokin the year before. And I said, heck yeah, why not? And so this actually, you referenced an earlier plan that just looked at the borough's energy consumption. But this is looking at the borough's government. This is looking at the whole borough. How much emissions are we producing from electricity, from natural gas, from transportation? It goes on. It's very comprehensive, and this research is funded by DEP, and the hope is that we both get a better understanding of our current emissions, and then also create a community-led, smart climate action plan that covers both adaptation and mitigation and respects human rights and equitable development.
All right, so let's switch to Maggie. We know our planet's getting warmer. Are we just a few degrees warmer around here or in Pennsylvania? We already know that we're somewhat warmer.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're gradually getting warmer everywhere, but I think what we're looking at right now is how much warmer we're going to get in the future and seeing what we can do to curb the emissions to stop that growth as much as possible. So I think right now our whole look is on what we can do to lower these emissions in the future and stop as much climate effects in Lewisburg as possible.
And I think unchecked, we're talking about, what, 5 or 10 degrees in the next 50 years in Pennsylvania, I'll say. Does that sound about right, or aren't you super familiar with those estimates?
I'm not super familiar, but I think we're looking around 4 degrees Celsius.
Okay, in the 50-year time frame. Yeah, that sounds about right. I know it's...
And the consequences of that, 4 degrees would be catastrophic. Mm-hmm. And if we want to keep the warming on a global level to less than 1.5 degrees Celsius, which would still be catastrophic, if we just warm 1.5 degrees Celsius, we're losing 80% of coral mm-hmm. life on the planet. We need to cut emissions globally by 50% by 2030 and then 100% by 2050. So in order to stop this, you know, this crisis, we have to make really smart, good decisions now. I just want to reiterate that, you know, the climate change is extremely complex, and it's warming, yes, but warming has all of these downstream effects. You know, particularly in here, I think less about warming and more about things like ticks and flooding and species loss and, you know, no more trout fishing. You know, stuff that I think about that stuff.
Well, and I think if you're talking about the impact of flooding, it's probably appropriate. We're at the 50th anniversary of Agnes, so if folks can just think back, increased flooding globally is one of the outcomes of more warming. Do we think increased flooding might be an impact in Pennsylvania in the years ahead?
Yeah, definitely. When we're thinking about what is going to impact Pennsylvania, thinking about its geography, and especially looking at Lewisburg, our biggest impacts are going to be heat and flooding, but especially looking at flooding here in Lewisburg.
Okay, so a higher average temperature in our area, but hotter heat waves, is that what we start to discuss?
I mean, yeah, I think when we look at climate effects, it all depends on what we're doing now to curb these emissions. But if we don't, we are looking at heat waves, we're looking at just a bunch of different effects, looking at increased pests, mold, but here especially flooding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And warmer weathers, warmer sea temperatures means more violent storms, more hurricanes, more just more extreme hydrological events.
More extremes, okay. You're on the technical team of the Lewisburg Climate Action Plan. Explain what that means, what the technical team is, and what's going to go into this compilation of a broader plan beyond just the municipality of Lewisburg, but just sort of what everybody's doing in Lewisburg.
Yeah, so the technical team consists of me, Taylor Lightman here, and Shauna Barnhart, who we mentioned earlier, who works for Bucknell Center for Sustainability and the Environment. And the three of us have just been working together to create the greenhouse gas emissions. We've been working with this global organization, ICLEI, that helps local governments become more sustainable. And we've also been trying to make this climate plan as community-based as possible. So we've created a task force of 19 individuals from Lewisburg who either work in the borough or live in the borough. To help us just create the best plan that we possibly can have for Lewisburg.
Let's focus on greenhouse gases for one second. Mm-hmm. What's the big emitter of greenhouse gases around here?
Yeah, so as an average rural Pennsylvania town, our biggest greenhouse gas emitter is transportation. So a lot of our greenhouse gas emissions come from getting to work, getting to the store. How we found these emissions actually come from this new technology that Google Maps has been creating, and it basically looks at Google Maps and what car journeys start and end in Lewisburg, and it breaks it up by motorcycle, diesel, and gas. And it's been looking at the 2019 levels, and it basically just looks at it takes the vehicle miles traveled and converts it to emissions. And we found that Lewisburg's emissions are around 60% transportation.
Okay, and then the next thing would be what, perhaps home heating, or then do we get to industry?
Yeah, so we're looking at four big emitters from Lewisburg, and we're looking at commercial, residential, and industrial energy, and the second biggest is commercial energy. So that's just looking at businesses in Lewisburg. I think it includes government, and then the next one is residential, and the third one is industrial.
All right. So, and it isn't just a temperature reading. It's not just a thermometer. It's going to have a plan to it, a future solution plan. Of course, we're a long way from listing all the potential solutions, but what are some that we already know could be on that plan?
Yeah, so when we were looking at what would go into this plan, what's been really helpful about being in this program with DEP is that they have helped a lot of other governments in Pennsylvania create these plans. So we were able to look at prior examples and look at where they have been creating their emissions, and then we kind of work it to make it work for Lewisburg because, you know, local action is the best action. So the topics that we've been looking at are transportation, obviously, energy, waste, sequestration, disaster risk reduction, and flooding.
Okay, so these are relatively common things. We've actually, it's sort of thematic, we've talked about conservation in the past here, not specifically with Taylor, but it's been a peripheral touchstone for almost everybody who comes in here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think particularly in central Pennsylvania, we have a deep reverence for our environment and making sure that we're preserving that for future generations. And this plan takes a look at that. And I'll just throw out one of the ideas that we had is planting more trees and sort of reforesting the Lewisburg Cemetery. That historically was a very treed area, and we just have lost so many over the last 50 years or so, and just not been able to replant them. So that's one idea.
Okay, so that'll be something that'll be brought up and talked about in the solutions. And explain why this is a perfect fit with Lewisburg neighborhoods. Folks may often think of Lewisburg neighborhoods as simply being a sort of a infrastructure-y grant pulling down, you know, maybe even mix you up with the downtown group. But for Lewisburg neighborhoods, just as when we used to talk to Samantha Pearson about the pandemic, it goes down to individual decision-making more holistically.
Yeah, and, you know, my personal view on the climate crisis is that it actually presents us an enormous opportunity to make really good changes that improve our livability. You know, Maggie mentioned that, you know, about 60% of our emissions, 58%, are transportation-related. You know, and these are all trips that, you know, are local trips. It's not through traffic. And it's just simply kind of nicer if we have the opportunity to walk or bike to the store to get groceries or something like that. So I think this opportunity, this plan gives us an opportunity to think about what can we do to make Lewisburg a better place. And Lewisburg neighborhoods is fundamentally about improving the lives of downtown residents in Lewisburg Borough. And so that's the tie-in.
Okay, we also have to talk then, too, if we're going to focus on Lewisburg, let's discuss the rural areas a little bit in our segment. Then you really start to get into where environmental justice conversations pop up, and you really, I just think there's a lot more to say about this. So we're going to do another segment at 7:40 this morning. We'll also get a chance to talk about the River Road Holiday, tree tenders, and litter pickers. It sounds like either a law firm or a bluegrass band. I'm not sure which.
Litter pickups.
Oh, pickups.
It's
okay.
Less exciting than that.
Okay. Geez, okay. So that's going to be talked about as we continue to talk to Taylor Lightman, Executive Director of Lewisburg Neighborhoods. Maggie McConnell is a senior at Bucknell University of Political Science and Environmental Studies, a student helping with the Lewisburg Climate Action Plan. And we're going to keep talking about some of the deliverables of that group coming up shortly on WKOK Sunrise.
Politics, sports, entertainment. Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We're right in the middle of our interview with Taylor Lightman, Executive Director of Lewisburg Neighborhoods. And Maggie McConnell is here, fresh back from a work on a turtle reserve about 2, 3, 4 years ago during her gap year before heading out to Bucknell, where she's now a political science and environmental studies senior. And she's on the technical team that's working on the Lewisburg Climate Action Plan. And I hear she's a superlative researcher. So a young person that's detail-oriented. How did your parents create such an animal? You're the only one.
Yeah, you know, I think that was just they wanted to put a good work ethic in me, and I think I always wanted to work on something like this, so I knew that was what I needed.
Well, and they worked hard in front of you, and you that caught on, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, that's where I got it from, too. I don't know where Taylor lighted. Your parents are pretty busy folks these days?
Pretty busy.
Okay, and good global people, so we know that to be true. So we are talking about the Lewisburg Climate Action Plan. Just to review, if folks have forgotten or weren't in our first segment, I'll ask Maggie to define the Lewisburg Climate Action Plan, explain how this DEP-funded endeavor will really help Lewisburg, the whole broad Lewisburg area in the future.
Yeah, so it's just it's a partnership between Lewisburg Neighborhoods and Bucknell Center for Sustainability, and it's funded by DEP. And it's just looking at creating effective climate policy for Lewisburg, and we just want to look at how we can make Lewisburg a happier and healthier community.
Well, and now that we do know that the planet's getting warmer, our area is getting warmer, and we know that we're assessing, we talked about this in the first segment, we're assessing where some of the big the greenhouse gas emission areas are. We're looking at greenhouse gas emissions. What else are we looking at in terms of a climate action plan in terms of contributing to climate issues?
Yeah, so we're definitely looking at how to curb our greenhouse gas emissions as much as possible, but that's only half the story. We also want to look at sequestration and how we can make Lewisburg greener, and we can sequester as much carbon as possible. But we're also looking at how to mitigate any effects that are coming to Lewisburg. So we're especially looking at flooding and how we can best just be prepared for what effects are coming at Lewisburg.
And capturing carbon is done with green stuff. It's
it
just
is.
That simple, right?
It really is.
Even I've been able to pick this up from our previous conversations over the years. So, all right. So, yeah, think trees, plants, native plants. Think riparian buffers. Just really start to think about how if some carbon dioxide is in the air, how we can turn it back into oxygen with our green stuff. And then when you talked about mitigation, flooding mitigation is already on the mind of folks in Lewisburg. You're probably more of a monitor of this than a doer of it, but flood mitigation is being brought up and talked about in Lewisburg, Taylor?
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually in the middle of, I think we're about to put out a bid for a flooding study that will study, I'm not entirely sure what particular aspect, but do a really deep dive in flooding in Lewisburg and how we can be better.
Well, and we've seen other municipalities do that, not necessarily in Pennsylvania, but elsewhere, really identify flooding issues and come up with sometimes spectacular, large, but highly effective flood mitigation measures within communities.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll bring this back to the big project that's going on right now, the Bull Run Restoration Project. Just by making that more of a, restoring that stream bank, we're actually taking 4 to 6 inches off a 100-year flood, and I think making the park look much more beautiful. I think, you know, flooding mitigation doesn't have to be a painful topic. You know, it can be, it can be recreation as well, and greening, and good play opportunities for everybody.
And that's going to be something that we'll continue to talk about and have talked about some with you in the past. All right, let's talk about the deliverables of the Lewisburg Climate Action Plan. Just sort of encapsulate what this might look like. Is it going to be a piece of paper or a computer program or computer simulations?
So it's just going to be a working document where we're looking at big topics and looking at goals, objectives, and action items that are practical for Lewisburg. And the goal is to have a document that we can put forth before the Lewisburg Council. We're hoping this summer, but we really just want to make sure that it is perfect, and we want to make sure that it comes from people of Lewisburg and that it's a popular plan that Lewisburg is able to get their feedback on before we put it before the council.
And Taylor, can you estimate if this will fall on receptive hands that will wish to take actions that are suggested?
Yeah, I think the things that we're proposing are within the Overton window, and I think the borough and the borough councilors, you know, in general, I think we all want to do our part to make the make Lewisburg a safer place. And this would many of the things in this plan would do that.
You're the second person to sit in that chair and mention the Overton window. You're going to have to say it again to remind me what that is.
The Overton window is just what is perceived as possible in politics.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Yeah. Well, you know who the first one was on Monday morning, Kendi. So people
that's
talk.
That's great. I didn't know.
Folks who think big use that phrase. So what is humanly possible? All right. And when we are talking about Lewisburg, we are reaching into the suburbs a little bit, into the more rural areas.
You know, it's primarily a borough plan. But, you know, we all do better when we all do better. And this isn't, you know, trying to make anybody else worse. This is, I think the improvements in the borough will help everybody.
You go down to Union Township and talk to the supervisors about a climate action plan. I don't think I can do that.
Well, moving on. That's a different podcast.
A survey is part of what's happening now. Tell us about this survey that's going to be conducted, please.
Yeah, so at this stage, we have our main objectives and action items thought through. Then this was created by our Lewisburg Task Force. And so now we're looking to get feedback from the Lewisburg community. So what we really want to get is their perception of the current climate action policy in Lewisburg, how it's doing, what they want from future climate action, and then what they think of the objectives that we've come up with. So we're going to put out a survey. It's around 5 pages, and it's just going to get their perceptions of what we've been doing and what changes we can do and how to write the best policy we can possibly do.
And this is actually going to be a paper survey?
We're looking mostly at an online survey. I think we're going to be putting it up on Lewisburg Neighborhood's website. We'll be filtering it through some Facebook groups, just trying to get everyone to participate.
Right. Okay. So that's, well, you just answered the next question. You want anybody who sees this that is associated with Lewisburg, do you want me to fill one out? I don't live in Lewisburg.
Yeah. So we are looking at people who work or live in Lewisburg. You know, this climate action plan does necessarily have to do with the Lewisburg borough, but we are working with community partners. And, you know, as Taylor said, we're all connected in this. So we're hoping that we're going to make a good plan that can be a model for a lot of other places. And we're already modeled off of a lot of great plans that have been local. So we just want to, everyone's in it.
Shamokin has a fabulous plan.
Yeah.
And Bellefonte does as well.
Mm-hmm.
So some folks are already out ahead on this. Well, I go to Lewisburg. So does that count? Either the Lewisburg Freeze or Champion Shoes or what, Lewisburg Pharmacy or Fisher's Meats? I mean,
you're on the warpath here.
Right. We're
all. So, all of them now.
Right. And Kohl's Hardware, and there's one stop right there. So, okay, so we're talking about this survey. You want folks to look it up. How soon is this going to be available?
So we're getting approval right now of it, so we're probably looking at a 2 to 3 week time frame before we can get it out.
All right. Well, you'll be back in a month, and then you'll tell us that it's up and running, right?
Absolutely, and keep an eye on the Lewisburg Neighborhood's Facebook page because you might find other opportunities to get involved in the community.
Sound advice. Anything else to add about the Lewisburg Climate Action Plan, please? Maggie?
I think we've pretty much covered it, but I just want to reiterate that we want this plan to make the best possible Lewisburg that we can. So it is gonna look at curbing climate emissions, but it's also gonna look at, you know, how can we make Lewisburg better so that this can get broad support.
Well said. Students like you show us there's great hope. You're a superlative researcher. I already know that to be true. Political science student, environmental studies at Bucknell, senior from State College. So thank you for all you're doing. That's really going to leave a permanent help in our area. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
All right, Taylor, let's the lightning round as far as you're concerned. Litter pickup is coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. This Sunday, from 2 to 4, meet us on South 6th Street in the borough. And grabbers and gloves are provided, and we're going to pick up some of our favorite spots in the borough to make sure that they're clean and green for spring and summer activities.
Is there a lot left over out there?
You know, honestly, my perception is, you know, that it's a lot better than it used to be. You know, when I used to walk around the borough when I was a kid, I you know, in the 90s, you know, I felt like it was much more littered. In general, I think people have gotten a lot better about this thing. So I'm hoping that that in 2 hours we can clean up a lot of stuff. And then the Sunday after Easter Sunday, we're hoping to get out there again from 2 to 4. And I don't know exactly when that will be. that'll be determined by our progress on this coming Sunday. So right. Come on out.
Maybe you'll get it all done. You never know.
You never know.
River Road Holidays coming up. Mother's Day, I always think of.
Mother's Day, May 8th. We're doing North River Road. So from Wolf Field, the community garden, all the way to Riverwood. So we're shutting down River Road. And so come on your skateboard, come on your bike, just come and walk. I think there's going to be a lot of great activities there as well. New playground there, Mark.
It's going to be done?
That new playground on Wolf Field is sort of repurposed equipment from the playground in Hoofnagle. So that's all new, and it looks great. I think we're going to have the Audubon Society there doing sightings and for birds and stuff like that. And I think, you know, there's going to be a clown show. And, you know, just between you and me, Mark, I'm trying to get a bike mechanic there. If people, need some air in the tire, just need it looked at real quick, they can get that spot check.
All right. Your secret is safe with me. You're looking for tree tenders. We talked a little bit about this with Kendi, this idea that you got to have somebody making sure these trees stick.
Yeah, you know, if you were in Lewisburg this week, you likely saw the delivery of 85 native trees and many shrubs to the Hoofnagle Restoration Project. A lot of those they pulled like a 12-hour day on Tuesday before all the rain. These trees, you know, the point is to grow trees, not to plant trees. And so the Tree Tenders Group, April 23rd, Vinny Catrone from the Penn State Extension is coming to the Union County Government Center to give a tree tenders training so that folks can, understand how we can grow trees. This will include identification, tree biology, pruning, planting, everything you need to know to be an active participant in ensuring that these trees succeed.
LewisburgNeighborhoods.org. The Bucknell Center for Sustainability and the Environment and Lewisburg Neighborhoods are teaming up on the Lewisburg Climate Action Plan. The Bucknell Center for Sustainability and the Environment has their annual Sustainability Symposium coming up. It's April 22nd and 23rd. I will be there for at least one of the days. Hope, Agency, and Change is the title there. Start at bucknell.edu to look that up. Taylor Lightman, Executive Director of Lewisburg Neighborhoods, and Maggie McConnell, a senior at Bucknell. Thank you both so much for coming in. Very much appreciated.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.